It's 7:21 at AM 1160, The Quest. I'm Josh Harris.
And I'm Allison DeLuel.
And we have some exciting stuff to share with you this morning.
But first, we have a special guest here, Paula Krasaniak, and she is going to be talking about that amazing movie, Jesus Thirst, that ended last night. And she just wants to give us some of her inspiration from watching the movie herself.
Well, I couldn't think of a more inspiring topic. Paula, is there anything you'd like to share about the movie?
The movie was Jesus Thirsts, The Miracle of the Eucharist. And I went to see it at the movie tavern last night.
Nice.
And it was beautifully done. It is very powerful. It is very moving. And it is totally focuses on the Eucharist. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of scenes really from around the world of people in adoration chapels all over and focusing on the Eucharist. It was beautiful. It's just moving. There were a lot of nuns and priests in the entire film. Dr. Scott Hahn had words to say, as well as Dr. Tim Gray, Chris Stefanik, Deacon Steve Greco, the music, the cinematography was just beautiful. Something that they featured in the film was a miracle, the Eucharistic miracle in Lanciano, Italy, where the blood appears on the host. Many of you probably know about that miracle.
Mm-hmm. Which was later tested in the 70s, and I believe it was heart tissue that the doctor revealed with the AB blood type.
Correct. When the movie ends, there's also another segment. So if you do go see the movie, don't leave the theater when you think after the credits are playing, because there's another 12-minute segment, and that is on Our Lady of Guadalupe and that miracle. So that is really interesting as well.
Wow, well said. So do you feel like your experience with this film strengthened your Eucharistic devotion, as well as the friends of yours that saw it?
I feel like I already have a really strong devotion, but someone who is still maybe kind of questioning in their mind, I think this movie will seal it for them, that they would have no question, no doubts.
That's beautiful. So it's a reminder that regardless of where you are in your faith journey, this movie is a must-see. Regardless if you're a newbie, then hopefully it'll really push you over the edge into a deeper, more profound relationship with our Lord and the Eucharist. Or if you are a seasoned veteran, it's a beautiful opportunity to really deepen your love of the faith and the Eucharist that we have known and loved for so long.
I totally agree.
Well, and you know, there is a sentence that I've read. Deep within each human soul, there exists an intense craving for connection, purpose, and love, a thirst that only God can satisfy. Yet, you know, the question always remains, how does one fulfill this yearning? And it's beautiful because this movie ties into the Holy Eucharist, which is the central part of our faith, you know, the body of Christ.
And I love the timing of it. It really times and lines up with the Eucharistic revival, really, really at the pinnacle of this whole experience, which is coming to fruition very soon. And so I hope that it certainly spawns the excitement and pilgrimage that people might have or want to take it to go to the maybe Eucharistic convention. What is it? The Eucharistic
Congress in Indianapolis.
That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then also on Sunday, what is the holy day, the Sacred Heart of Jesus? So the way this movie tied into this beautiful part of the year, it all ties in together, you know, the Heart of Jesus, the Eucharist.
So this is just a reminder to all our listeners. The movie actually ended last night, but stay tuned for where you can stream or rent this movie. I'm sure it will be hitting all platforms very soon.
And I think what a great idea for different parishes maybe to bring this movie to their home parish and invite the congregation to watch it. I think that'd be a great opportunity.
That's a great idea.
And let's not forget about tomorrow. on Saturday, June the 8th, from 9 to 6, the Family Homesteading Fair and Competition at St. John Chrysostom Catholic Church off of Ponce de Leon. That's going to be a great event.
Wow. So people can essentially travel back in time.
They sure are. Learning a lot of neat skills, and it's a family event. So that's going to be a great opportunity for bonding.
And it's kind of stepping into these 1800s kind of times where you would be, again, more just attentive, present, and connected to God without the distractions of technology.
Correct. I mean, just daily lives, but also they want to bring it into us using it now. And again, I've seen so many people doing different things in regards to homesteading that are tailoring into our daily lives now.
Like,
so
what? Do you have any examples?
Oh my gosh, just people making, having gardens, you know, having the whole family working on it. They've got their food right there.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. And I go camping twice a year with my ladies and kids from church. I mean, we're building fires and doing all those types of things too. So it'll be a great opportunity for all those families out there to go and learn and to have fun.
I go camping a couple times a year too. Twice, three times if I'm behind on rent, but
good one, Josh. Thank good one. And there is also a great group of talks that are going to be happening next week. It's with the Pregnancy Aid Clinic. Next week is National Men's Health Week, so that is something very exciting to hear about.
Now, how is PAC? I love, we just toured the place. Amazing. If you are looking for a ministry to get involved in that literally saves lives, check out Pregnancy Aid Clinic. What are they doing to promote Men's Week? What is it? Men's Health Month? What is it?
National Men's Health Week.
Okay, so what are they doing? I'll get a clean audio. What are they doing to promote National Men's Health Week?
Well, Monday, they have a PAC advocate. His name is Andre White. He's going to be sharing insights on why men neglect their health and suggest lifestyle changes for better well-being.
That's nice.
And that's exciting. I mean, how? I mean, again, I'm a woman, but I mean, I know there are men out there that probably busy dads or busy with their careers, you know, not necessarily taking great care of themselves. So he's going to have some great insights on why they need to be focusing on themselves as well.
Fantastic. Well, we can only evangelize as long as we live, unless we become canonized saints, I guess, which we are all shooting for.
Absolutely.
But again, health is actually, there is a definite evangelical correlation to it, because we use our bodies to spread God's message.
Well, and they're a temple of the Holy Spirit. So
Amen.
If we're not taking care of our temples, we are not doing God's will. Tuesday on the 11th, there also is a speaker. Her name is retired Nurse Betty Petaway. She's exploring the health challenges men encounter with tips for women to support their partners in leading healthier lives. So tag team helping each other out.
I think that's really strange. Her mom named her retired, but anyway.
You never retire. And occupations like that, you're always helping and continuing to learn and teach others.
Interesting story. My grandfather lived to 98 years old. His whole secret, he was working up until the very end of his life, even if he was just going in for a few hours a day. There is something about having a purpose that certainly elongates your lifespan, for sure. There's something about having a purpose that creates longevity in one's life, I believe.
Amen. That's, we're all called to have a purpose. Wednesday, they have another talk. Therapist Mike Torfey leads a discussion on breaking the stigma surrounding men's mental health and the importance of seeking support. And I think that's pretty important. Some guys are very quiet about things and they might internalize, letting them understand that they can talk and work on that mental
Praise
health
God.
As well.
This is all Pregnancy Aid Clinic.
It all is.
And if you're wondering where to find all that incredible information, go to our event calendar at thequestatlanta.com.
And now back to the Sunrise Morning Show on AM 1160 The Quest.